Coming up tonight, you got the Orioles taking on the Rays down in Florida as they continue to try to hang in there for the wild card, maybe even catch the Yankees. Speaking of baseball, it's a great show this weekend. It's already underway downtown. It's one of the great memorabilia signing shows in the entire country, and we've had a litany of great athletes on all week long. Joining us right now is a Hall of Famer, Phil Niekro, the greatest knuckleballer in Major League Baseball history, will be in signing on Sunday. He joins us on the show. Phil, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Gentlemen, good to talk to you. 95 degrees out there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I know what you mean.
Now, you're in tell everyone what you're doing right now, Phil.
Well, I live on Lake Lanier in Georgia, a little place called Fire Branch. Right now, I'm out here with my grandson, Chase, and we're bass fishing, and we're catching a few.
All right. Now, how old is Chase?
Chase is 10. He plays Little League, 10 and under. In fact, this summer, he pitched a perfect game, which has never been done in his
life. Really?
Did he throw a knuckleball?
I was saying, does he know how to throw a knuckler?
No, I don't have him on that yet. Not yet.
When?
He wants to, but not yet.
When? When do you teach a kid a knuckleball?
Oh, as soon as he gets a little bit bigger, maybe, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years, if he wants to. He's a very good infielder right now, swings a bat good, so I don't know if we'll get to that or not, but I'm sure he'll want to fool around with it.
Hey, Phil, with Phil Niekro, our guest, how come there are so few knuckleballers? It seems to be, you look at guys like R.A. Dickey, it seems to be such an effective pitch. It's so hard to hit. How come not more people do it?
You know, they won't let you do that in little league or high school or college. And if you don't know it by the time you get up to that minor league level, there's very few guys around that know anything about the knuckleball to teach it. If you want to throw it, you got to really make the commitment. You know, if you get your fastball and your slides and your curve, forget those things. And it's, you know, 24/7 with the knuckleball. Eat, sleep, and drink with it. And, you know, a lot of guys can't throw 85, 90 miles an hour, but that's a ticket to get to the big leagues. But, you know, you got to really commit yourself to do it.
Now, I read that you learned to throw the knuckleball that your dad taught you. Is that correct, when you were a kid?
I did in the backyard, and when Little League came to my town, I was 1 year too old, so I never got to play Little League or Pony League or nothing like that. So by the time I was a freshman in high school, I was a knuckleball pitcher, went out for the high school team, made it, pitched 4 years of high school, a couple of years of American Legion ball. Happened. Give me 18-year-old kid with a knuckleball, and Milwaukee Braves said, let's take a shot at him, and that was it.
Now, did you throw, like, what else? Obviously, you can't just exclusively throw the knuckleball. So when you were throwing it as a 15-year-old and an 18-year-old, were you the best pitcher on your team with a fastball and a curveball too? Or did you have to have a knuckleball?
I had a little sinking fastball, a little slider. But, you know, I wasn't fooling anybody. They pretty much knew what was coming. You know, I had it going. I felt good about it. I'd tell them it's coming. Here comes a knuckleball. See if you can hit it, you know.
Phil, I got to say, I grew up a Mets fan, so you pretty much ruined my childhood.
I had some good games against Mets. Madden was against them.
You had some great games against the Mets, as I recall. But my question, the thing I never understood is, you mentioned you have to 24/7 dedicate yourself. You never see guys throw, like, they don't throw a fastball, curveball, and a knuckleball. It's just they throw knuckleballs. Is it not possible to mix them all up?
You know it is. If you're that way, that knuckleball is going to be by your 34th pitch, and you know that's going to not help you a lot. Good knuckleball pitcher, guys that throw knuckleballs, really got no curveballs. They don't have much sliders. They don't have much circle changes. It's knuckleball and some kind of a fastball or sinker. That's it. We just totally in our mind, it's just knuckleball, knuckleball. Sometimes in situations, depending on who's hitting, what the inning is, what the score is, then you could back off and maybe throw a few fastballs. But, yeah, here comes the knuckleball.
Talking with Phil Niekro, he's a Hall of Famer, 318 career wins. Noticeable by his absence in Cooperstown this year, and I've been to Cooperstown for the ceremonies. I always enjoy it. I really enjoy the trolley ride on Saturday night where they bring in all your Hall of Famers. I think it's fascinating and fun to watch. Reggie Jackson did not go to Cooperstown this year, and I'm certain it's because of the comments that he made about the number of guys, Gary Carter and Kirby Puckett, and your name was thrown in there, and he said you and Jim Rice and maybe Don Sutton didn't deserve to be Hall of Famers. What did you make of that? Because he's on an island. You won 318 games. I'm certain everyone thinks you deserve to be a Hall of Famer. What did you make of that, and what's it going to be like for Reggie when he does come across all you guys again?
Well, I don't know. He didn't come here this year. I think maybe because maybe he just didn't want to face the music. He called me. I called him back. And, you know, he was trying to explain to me what happened. And I said, Reg, you know, this is a free country. That's what's great about this country. You can voice your opinion. You voiced it. If you don't think I should be there, then you don't think I should be there. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it and did issue with me. Some guys just wouldn't call him back. And I don't know why he just, I don't know why he picked us five guys out. That's what I don't understand.
But particularly yeah. Rice, because Rice could probably still kick his ass.
Oh, I'm sure. No question about that. No question about that.
Well, Phil Niekro, our guest, Hall of Famer Phil Niekro. Hey, Phil, so when are you going to be here? People are going to want to know.
I'm there Sunday, I think, from 11 to 1, 11 to 2, somewhere in there.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure. I don't have the itinerary with me. But it's always fun to come to Baltimore. You know, I know there's a few Braves fans up there, a lot of Baltimore fans. You know, I know the Orioles started out real good and they kind of went in a little tail there, but, you know, they're still in the running, I think.
Still hanging in.
Yep. Yeah, especially for the wild card, and it doesn't matter how you get there as long as you get to the playoffs. You know, Buck Showalter is doing a great, great job with those guys.
Hey, one final thing before I let you go, Phil. I'm just curious because one of the things that Reggie said is he said that if they ever let the steroid guys in the Hall of Fame, everyone's going to boycott the Hall of Fame. Now, I would kind of doubt that. I know if Barry Bonds gets in, Willie Mays is going to the Hall of Fame. What is your stance on this? If some of these guys connected to steroids get in the Hall of Fame, what's your opinion?
Boy, that's going to be a tough decision. A lot of guys will not go. I've thought about that, pros and cons on that. I hadn't quite made up my mind yet, but, you know, that's going to be tough. You guys got, guys like Palmieri, you got McGuire, you got Bonds, you got Clemens guys, Sosa.
Mm-hmm.
Guys that really haven't been convicted of it, I think, except who, I think McGuire admitted or something. And
right.
Maybe Kyle Merrigood caught or something, but another guy's really hasn't been convicted for it. So I don't know. It's going to be a touchy situation, but I do know some guys will not go back if some of those guys are eroded.
Wow. Phil, thank you. It's great to catch up with you. Hope you catch something on the lake today, and we'll see you in Baltimore on Sunday.
Okay, man. Always good to talk to you guys.
Thank you,
Phil.